music there from the Broadway production of Once, a regional production of which runs through Sunday at the Wharton Center here in East Lansing. That's the song everybody leaves the theater singing. It's Falling Slowly. Once is a contemporary love story involving a pair of young musicians in Ireland. The young man, a Dublin singer-songwriter, is struggling through a floundering long-distance relationship. The other, a young single mother, is confounded by the apparent end of her relationship with the father of her child. They meet, they fall for each other, they become each other's muses, as it were. We're happy to welcome cast member Evan Harrington, who has a plum supporting role in the cast as Billy. Welcome to East Lansing.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You get to run across the street from the Wharton Center and maybe see Ben Affleck while they're shooting.
I know. We're trying to invite him to the show if he's around. Tell him to come stop by and visit us.
The State Journal reports this morning that he made it to a football practice yesterday.
I know.
It's not that far.
Maybe we'll get him. Who knows?
Yeah. Ben Brantley of the New York Times wrote of the Broadway production here that Once uses song and dance in a way that he had never experienced in an American musical. Pretty high praise. How much of that innovation does your production share with that Broadway original? And we don't want to ruin the experience for people who haven't seen
certainly,
it.
Certainly.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I think that it mirrors the production. I mean, we are essentially the same as the Broadway production. We're doing the same show that they're doing every night. We're a different group of people, obviously, but our casting people and our directors, we're working with the same people that produce that Broadway production. And, we are definitely bringing to the stage the same thing that they're doing every night. But the thing that's cool about the show, I think, is that, the dance is integrated with the playing, is integrated with the acting. And I think that's what he's referring to, is that we're all doing all the things at the same time. We're the orchestra, we're the actors, we're the dancers. Dancer is a loose term for me, but.
A number of the characters are memorable in this production, but you landed one of the really, really outsized characters here, Billy. Tell our listeners who Billy is and tell us what it takes to play Billy.
Sure. Billy is the owner of the music shop in which the two characters, play music together for the first time, the two main characters. So Billy is a guy that has a lot of heart and certainly is trying to keep his fledgling, his floundering music shop afloat. Everybody's got something that they're trying to save in this show. They're trying to save a relationship I'm trying to save my music shop. But I, of course, have a little crush on the girl because she comes in occasionally to play on my piano for free. And, of course, I don't charge her anything for that. But then Guy comes into the picture. And so it becomes a little bit of a buddy rivalry. And then, of course, in the end, we all make music together. And I won't give any of this rest of the story away. But, every character has a little bit of something to do with these two people coming together.
Sure. Evan Harrington is our guest. Evan plays Billy in the production of Once that runs through Sunday at the Wharton Center. As if all the acting and singing were not enough, I was struck by how physical a role is. And you're a big guy, but you've got to be nimble and you move in this role.
I do.
Tell us about that.
Thanks. That's actually really nice that you say that, because I always tell people I'm nimble for a large man as a joke,
Oh, I think that became apparent to me. We saw the show two nights ago, mm-hmm. and that became apparent to me immediately.
Oh,
that sounds like a challenge.
I mean, it's a great compliment. Actually,
you're a young guy, but you're a big guy.
Thank you.
And you have
yeah, I gotta push a piano around the stage, which has certainly been good for my my muscle tone.
Everybody moves a lot of instruments.
Yeah, we are running around like crazy.
I did see you having to push the piano very quickly in the middle of one scene.
That was a tough part in the rehearsal process for sure, because we're doing it over and over, and they're going, it's got to go a little faster, and I'm going, all right, I'm pushing this thing as fast as I can. But once you get it, it's a muscle memory, and for sure it's become something that I'm certainly grown accustomed to, moving around and playing instruments at the same time. But there were times when it was very difficult early on.
Most of the cast, mm-hmm. it seemed to me, are multi-instrumentalists.
Yeah, everybody is. Yeah. Everybody plays more than one instrument, with the exception of Girl, but she can play other instruments. She just, in the show, she only plays piano. But we all had to have some facility with one instrument or another. I think that many of us are on all spectrums of it. Some people really play 10 instruments so well that they are virtuosos, and other people, like I definitely was a guitarist, and then now I've learned ukulele, and I've learned some mandolin, and I've learned more percussion and things like that. But I've been a musician since I was really little, and most people in the show have.
The wildest thing I saw, if I'm not mistaken, the guy who played the drums also I saw with a banjo at one point.
Yeah,
he's got to be the world's only drummer slash banjo player probably anywhere.
Him and the other guy that do these roles, you know. But yeah, no, those guys all picked up instruments as we had a really great long rehearsal process where we were able to sort of mess around with all different instrumentation and say, hey, I'm going to pick up a mandolin here and I'm going to pick up a banjo here. More for the pre-show stuff, the stuff that we do on stage as the audience is coming in before the show proper starts. We learned about 25 folk songs to rotate into our little set there. So everybody plays different instruments throughout that.
Evan Harrington is an actor in Once, which runs through Sunday at the Wharton Center here in East Lansing. Where did you grow up? How did you get into acting?
I grew up in Rochester, New York, and I got into acting sort of early, but then I got back into it when I was about a teenager. My dad is a community theater actor, does a lot of local theater in Rochester, so I was always exposed to it. But not until I was about 15 did I start taking it seriously as something I wanted to do professionally or for a living. But I always did the school play and was always involved in choir and band and things like that. So, but theater really got me going when I was about 16, 15.
You've appeared on Broadway in Phantom of the Opera, Peter and the Starcatcher, and Avenue Q. Which of those was most memorable and why?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I mean, it's like asking me which of my children is my favorite. I mean, Avenue Q has a moment for me because it was my Broadway debut. But Phantom of the Opera, I was there for almost 4 years and got to see, you know, got to meet Andrew Lloyd Webber several times and got to be there for their 10,000th performance and things like that, like a lot of milestones. And Peter and the Starcatcher was one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of, and it kind of got me into this world with these people here. Stephen Hoggett, choreographer for Peter and the Starcatcher, is also the choreographer for Once, and, you know, there's been a lot of, that's kind of how this world works. You kind of meet people and make connections and you get lucky, and now I'm so blessed to be part of this production that I'm so lucky to be a part of. So I have four really things I'm super proud of.
How many performances of Once have you had now?
I think we just hit almost the 450 mark or something, somewhere around there, 450, 500, we're getting close.
You also portrayed John Hinckley Jr., the young man who shot President Reagan back in 1981, in a regional production of the Sondheim musical, Assassins. What was that like?
Oh, man, that was a great experience as well. The Milwaukee Repertory Theater is hands down one of my favorite places that I've worked. And we got to put together a really great production of that show where we were able to sort of have time to discuss the piece and talk about these people, because we were playing, you know, for lack of a better term, historical figures. So it was a cool piece to be a part of. Playing someone, you know, that sort of sad and disturbed was difficult, but a really cool experience. And the people in the show were all great. And we got to, it was strange to fire guns. That was weird. We all had to fire real guns and learn how to do that. And, you know, that was a strange thing to get used to.
Would you like to make a movie?
I would love to make a movie.
Okay. What's the likelihood of that, do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've done a lot of things in New York that I'm super proud of, like I was saying, and TV and film seems like a logical next step at some point. But I kind of going to see where this acting thing takes me, you know, and it's taken me to theater so far.
How much TV have you done? I know you had a brief appearance in season one of 30 Rock.
Yes, I was a 30 Rock guy for one season, or for one episode, I should say. That was fun. I would love to do more sitcom work, TV work. That was a lot of fun, but it's a tough nut to crack. You know, there's lots of people out there that want to do it. So I think, again, if an opportunity presents itself, of course I'm there. But I'm just enjoying being on the road and playing music every night with these people. It's been a lot of fun.
Hopefully this doesn't happen often, Evan, but when you just as soon have a day off, and you can't have a day off, you got to do the show. How do you get into it?
That's, you know, that pre-show I referred to earlier, that moment where we all get together and just play music with each other before the show,
that
can
helps.
Get you into it. Yeah, it really does, because honestly, if you're having a bad day, you wake up in the morning and you know, I got a headache or whatever, man, you can get out there and start playing music and it can't help but put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And you can make it through. And I've done shows where I've been so, well, there have been days like that. I can't get into it. But this show is very difficult to not be present and be a part of. It's so fun. And I get to do such fun things. I mean, I really get to just goof around and have so much fun with these guys.
I'll go so far as to recommend this. I saw it a couple of nights ago, Once, at the Wharton Center. Evan Harrington plays Billy in this, and you will enjoy it. One of the real plum supporting roles in the cast. Evan Harrington, great to meet you, and continued success.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.